All right, I just got a notification that popped up saying I had bad connection, but it went away, so I'm assuming I'm okay. Good morning and happy Friday. I am not in my apartment. First person to comment where I'm at will be the winner. Just kidding. I'll spoil it. I am at the church office. Later this morning, there was an event over at the preschool, Muffins with Mom, celebrating the very important people in our lives. So I'm heading over to that. So if you see this in time, give that a quick prayer, as we celebrate all the wonderful parents, and moms out there. A couple announcements for you before we get into our text. Mother's Day, of course, is Sunday. But before that, we have a Mother's Day event on Saturday at 11 at the Escondido campus. You can, if you haven't gotten a ticket, tickets are, I believe, $10 at the door. And I think children are free, but I am blanking on that age. I'm so sorry. And then we have a Memorial Day remembrance service happening later this month. It's going to be on May 25th. That's the Saturday before Memorial Day. It's going to start at 10. And that is going to be a great time to get together with members of the community and church to remember those who have died in service to our country. I'm really excited to have that happen at our campus, and really looking forward to you guys coming and then inviting members of the community to be a part of that, so that as a community we can remember and honor family and friends, but all who have died in service. That is all I have. Just a reminder about picture directories. We had those in at San Marcos yesterday, and then we have some today, Friday, and then Saturday at the Escondido campus. So if you have an appointment, come to it. And make sure you stay to proof your picture. So you take the picture, and then you have to proof it, and that gives them the okay to publish it. So make sure you do that step. All right, now let's pray, and then we're going to get into our text, Romans 6, 15 to 23. Dear God, thank you for this day and all that you have done for us. We ask that you give us peace and clarity as we read your text together, and are reminded of the good news that we have in you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, let's give it a read. We are picking up where Pastor Matt left off. This thought totally continues. I know a lot of Bibles, I'd be surprised if yours doesn't, has a break from 15 to 23, but the thought is still continuing. So a lot of times in scripture, we kind of break it up, but remember that most of the text continues through. It's a continuous thought. So things might sound familiar. They might sound like I'm repeating, because Paul is. So, all right, let's read it. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law but under grace? Similar question to what he asks earlier, right? By no means, says Paul. Do you not know that if you are present, that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, having become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death, or rotten fruit, as I heard someone describe. But now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. The fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Great, great text. I got a good one. So Paul puts it out very plainly. If we want to know what he's saying, just keep reading the text, because he's trying to say it very plainly. We could spend probably an hour or more going through this whole chunk, verse by verse, line by line, sentence by sentence. He packs in, just like he always does, so many good truths. So a couple things to pick out. I'm going to pick out about two things. Maybe a couple more. He asks the question, very similar to, I believe it was 6:1, right? Yeah. Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Do we continue in sin to show off this grace? Now he's asking, are we to sin because we are not under the law but under grace? So are we to go out and sin knowing that we are not held or bound to the law, but that we're bound to grace, knowing that we're resting in God's grace rather than the law? He says, no, that's dumb. You are under grace. You are saved. You are going out as obedient to God. But when you go out and sin freely, you are presenting yourselves as slaves to sin. Now, slaves in our American brain is incredibly negative, bad. I mean, it is a bad, bad thing. I think a more helpful way that I've heard it described is you belong to. So if we were to say that you're a slave to God, that sounds bad. It sounds like we are serving a dictator, that we have no say in any of the matters, that it's a very negative thing. But if I were to say that, hey, you belong to God, that is a more positive thinking, because when we think of belong, I mean, you might think of like a pet with an owner, but to children, right? Like, oh, they belong with me. I am watching over this child. I am taking care of this child. I know this child. I will protect this child. And this child knows me personally, intimately. Yeah. So it's more of a positive thing. So as we say, you're a slave to righteousness, or you're a slave to God, a slave to sin, right? You once belonged to sin, is really what Paul is getting at. You once belonged, have been held by sin, but you don't anymore. And so why would you go out and sin knowing that you're not belonging to it? Because in Christ, because of your baptism, you now are slaves to obedience. You belong to obedience. You belong to God. To live a righteous life, to live a morally good life, a right life, virtuous life. You are now free to go out and love your neighbor. It's really what Paul's getting at. Now, 1 John tells us very plainly that it is impossible to not sin. So I'm not saying if you don't sin, right? Okay, are we to sin? By no means. No, so we're not supposed to sin. We're born into it, and in our baptism, we have been washed clean. We have been forgiven, though we are still on this side of earth. We're not in heaven yet. So we still do sin. We still give in to our earthly desires, and we put ourselves first, and we don't listen to God's word. But we're not bound to it. We are not slaves to it any longer. Verse 17, but thanks be to God that you who were once belonging of sin. I'm going to change the words because we talked about that. You were once belonging to sin. You have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, the teaching of Jesus Christ. You have been set free from sin. You do not belong to sin anymore. You have become slaves of righteousness. You now belong to righteousness. You belong to a right life, a virtuous life, a life to take care of others. Yes, of course, we are going to slip up and we are going to do things imperfectly and we are going to sin. Sometimes we're going to give into sin and it's going to feel like we are slaves to sin, especially if there's a sin that we're really struggling with. So let this be the reminder that you do not belong to that as a child of God. You belong to God. You belong in forgiveness, in life. So that brings me to my next point. What are the things that deserve, that you deserve because you sin? Death. When we give in to our sin, when we once were belonging to sin, we belonged to death. The last verse, I guess before I get to that. So what was the fruit? It was death. What I said earlier as we were reading it, it's rotten fruit. For yourself, I mean, even when there is a sin that you've given into, even if it's, you know, the next day, but, or even during it, maybe when you've given into that sin, knowing that you're giving into that sin, how does it feel? None of us, I don't think, feel good about it, especially when we know that we're giving into our sin, when we know that we're doing the wrong thing. When we feel bound to our sin or belonging to our sin, that's not a positive feeling. Because it earns us death. I mean, as plainly as Paul can put it, that's why it feels so icky, because we know what's to come. In our death, in our sin, we deserve death. I think I've said that a few times. I think we're weighing on that a lot. This, I think, world reminds us, wants us to do well and wants us to do things on our own. And then we do it and we don't do it perfectly, or we're frustrated by things or people and it doesn't feel good. It feels icky, because we know that we are living in a life that's belonging to sin, no matter how big, no matter how small. The root is rotten. The fruit is rotten. Wow, that was pretty bad. The fruit is rotten. For the end of those things is death. Okay, quickly though, he doesn't sit in it. Quickly, verse 22. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves belonging to God. The fruit you get isn't rotten. It isn't death. It's sanctification. And its end, eternal life. Now, what this is saying is not your good works make you holy and then you get eternal life. It's not saying the fruit that you get leads to sanctification, as if saying it's making you holy and earning a place in heaven. What it's saying is you belong to God. You have been made holy through Christ. All of this is through Christ. He has given you sanctification. He has made you. He has sanctified you. He has set you apart to be holy and has given you forgiveness and eternal life. So the fruit doesn't earn us a spot set apart to be made holy. The fruit is a reminder, as earlier we present ourselves, is presenting ourselves to others, showing them that we are holy, that we are set apart. God has set you apart to go out and share this with others. It's as simple as that. He has set you apart to go and care for others. You do not do the good works to earn a place with God. You don't do it. He doesn't say that you earn. The fruit that you get earns eternal life or earns you sanctification, but it leads to and it shows others that you have been set apart, and then that's your time to witness. Why are you this way? Because Christ has set me apart. He was the perfect sacrifice for my sins, and he has set me apart so that I can care for you. Verse 23 is the famous one. For the wages of sin is death. For you earn death from your sin. A wage is something you earn, right? You're not just given a wage. You work for an age. You earn a wage. In a sense, he could say, because of your sin, you earn death. That's your trophy, death. That's not a good trophy. But the free gift, not just gift, a free gift of God is eternal life. How? In Jesus Christ. You are saved in Jesus Christ because of what he has done. You are no longer, in Christ, you are no longer bound or belonging to sin. Yes, you sin. Yes, we struggle with sin. But when we go and we confess that sin, and we release the hold that it has on us, and we give it to God, and we say, I'm sorry for what I'm doing that I don't want to do, and I'm sorry for not doing the things that I want to do. When we release that and give that to God and confess and say, I have failed, I know that I have earned death, we immediately hear the words of absolution. We immediately hear those words of forgiveness. Absolution is forgiveness. That you have been given a free gift of forgiveness and of life. Yes, you deserve death, but because of Christ and what he has done, and because he loves you so much, he has given you a free gift of forgiveness and eternal life. You are not a slave or bound to sin anymore. Anymore. It's paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. With that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to come to this world and die for our sins so that he would give us a free gift of forgiveness and salvation. I ask that you be with us over this weekend and honestly for the rest of our lives, that we remember that we are not bound by our sin, but we are bound by you. We belong to you. That you love us so much and that you have given us free gifts always, and you have set us free. It is in your name we pray. Amen. God's peace be with you. Bye.